Most football fans love talking quarterbacks, so we will do some of that today. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Let me give thanks to those that make this podcast free for you, like Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They have asked me, as a paid non-attorney spokesperson for over a year now, to remind adult males residing in the state of Florida, who legally have been paying permanent alimony, that as of July 1st, 2023, over a year ago, the governor of Florida signed into law the elimination of permanent alimony. So if you, for whatever reason, continue to pay permanent alimony and you are a resident of the state of Florida, you're just throwing away money at this point. Brandon Legal Group can help alleviate or eliminate your financial obligation altogether because that's Florida law now. 813-902-3576, or for a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Kids are going to be going back to school soon. I don't know if that's good news or bad news for you individually listening to this podcast, but there's still some Tampa Bay Downs Golf Practice Facility Junior Golf Summer Camps available as we get near the end of the summer. There'll be a four-day camp beginning on July 29th and one more beginning on August 5th. Sign-up is required. It's $150 per week. The camp runs 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Downs Golf Practice Facility, ages 6 through 13, boys and girls. To sign up, visit TampaBayDowns.com/golf or eventbrite.com. These camps very capably and professionally run by people I have known for a long, long time. My email for podcast purposes is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Let's talk about quarterbacks because we had six quarterbacks drafted early first round of the most recent draft, and it just heightens the fact that while teams overvalue some quarterbacks by taking them that early, whether it's this year or previous years, the need to have one is so high, and the easiest way is to simply choose one when you are on the clock in the NFL draft. Recently, while I was just killing some time in my own mind, as I often do while I'm working out at a commercial gym in the Tampa Bay area, I said, all right, let's see how long it's been since both teams playing in a Super Bowl were quarterbacked by someone they didn't draft. And I went backwards from last year's Super Bowl 58, where, of course, Mahomes, drafted by the Chiefs, Purdy, albeit with the last pick, drafted by the Niners. It's like, okay, let's go back one more. Mahomes versus Hurts, both drafted by their respective teams. We get to 56. Burrow was drafted by the Bengals. Stafford was not drafted by the Rams. Fair enough, but that's one of the two teams, not both. Same with the previous year. Tom Brady, not drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, signed as a free agent. Of course, the Lions traded for Stafford and Mahomes. And then the year prior to that, Garoppolo was acquired via trade by the 49ers. It was originally drafted by the Patriots, but there's Mahomes. And then you get into the Brady era, who, of course, was drafted by the Patriots and all those Patriots Super Bowls, the ones who won and lost. And granted, it wasn't everyone. But it took me a while to get to Super Bowl 37. The Buccaneers' rout of the Raiders. That is the last time we've had a Super Bowl where each team in the Super Bowl was quarterbacked by someone they did not draft. Brad Johnson was not drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rich Gannon was not drafted by the Oakland Raiders. Interesting story on Gannon. He was also drafted by the New England Patriots. The Patriots have drafted their share of quarterbacks who have gone on to start in Super Bowls. However, when the Patriots drafted Wade Wilson, I believe in the fourth round, they had no intention of playing him at quarterback. He was going to be used at wide receiver, maybe running back. This gets us to, what did Jacksonville do something like that with a Matt Jones 1 year? That didn't work out either. And Wade wasn't happy about Wade. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Wade Wilson and Deadpool. Rich Gannon wasn't happy about it. And by the time we got through camp and into preseason, the Patriots cut ties with Gannon, and they sent him to Minnesota for a conditional fifth-round pick. And obviously, Gannon's career as a quarterback went on from there, and successfully. So he was right that he could play quarterback in the NFL. The Patriots, that was the pre-Belichick era, going back that far, were wrong. So that's the last time. The last 20 Super Bowls, it's either been both teams participating were led by a quarterback they drafted, or at least one of the two teams, not necessarily the winner, but at least one of the two teams was led by a quarterback they drafted. So here's the list now. When you look at the current landscape of the NFL, let's list the teams that are expected, where the plan is on opening day, unless you know something I don't, to be quarterbacked. Their QB1 is a guy they drafted. Buffalo, Miami, New England. Because remember, Brissett was originally drafted by the Patriots. He's actually back there now until presumably Drake May is ready to play. So one of two. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Tennessee, provided it's Levis. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, provided Richardson stays healthy. If they go the Flacco route, then they're off the list. Houston, Kansas City, Chargers, Denver, with drafting Bo Nix, likely the starter. Dallas, for now, with Dak in the last year of his contract. The Giants, until they turn to Drew Lock. Philadelphia, Washington, their new quarterback. Chicago, their new quarterback. Green Bay, Carolina, in the second year of the Bryce Young era, as bad as that looks. San Francisco with the aforementioned Brock Purdy, and of course Kyler Murray. So there are a significant amount, roughly two-thirds of the National Football League is set up where the expectation is the guy who we want to be our signal caller this season, we picked him. Here are the ones that are the exceptions. Jets, Steelers, Browns, probably Las Vegas, probably Minnesota, Detroit, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, New Orleans, Seattle, and the Rams. Okay, so let's talk about the Rams, the Steelers, and the Jets. They all are being led. The plan is to be led by quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls elsewhere. The Jets with Aaron Rodgers, hoping for a better result than last year. Pittsburgh with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson clearly hoping for a better result than his last 2 years in Denver. And the Rams looking to get another Super Bowl run out of Matt Stafford, which they did 3 years ago. So those are three teams led by quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls, two of which won Super Bowls elsewhere. You get to Detroit with Jared Goff. Goff has lost a Super Bowl elsewhere, but has found a home in Detroit, which basically, whether they say it now or not, they took Jared Goff's contract on to get extra draft picks. and it actually worked out very well for them. Can't say it didn't work out for the Rams. They won a Super Bowl with Detroit's former quarterback. And last year, the two teams, of course, played in a playoff game, Detroit winning that one. But both are good teams. Seattle, New Orleans, Atlanta with the big free agent splash, although they also draft Michael Penix. So Atlanta could be on either list right now. If it's Cousins, they're not starting a quarterback they drafted. They have Michael Penix as a quarterback they drafted for whatever they want to do with him. Tampa Bay was very successful bringing in a free agent in Baker Mayfield, retaining him after 1 year, and Baker's basically playing now on a two-year deal. Minnesota did draft J.J. McCarthy, but as we hear it, the plan is to go with Sam Darnold until further notice. Las Vegas, the plan is to go with likely Gardner Minshew, signed as a free agent until further notice. But they did get a lot of work out of Aiden O'Connell, whom they drafted last year. So Vegas could move back to the other list. The albatross that is the Deshaun Watson contract still sits there. Green Bay. Cleveland can get away from this deal after this year if they want to. It's not clean, but it's doable if they want to cut ties with Watson and would like to move on with someone else. For those who assume Flacco returned to Cleveland, already mentioned before, he did not. Jameis Winston is in the mix now in Cleveland as Flacco signed as the backup, who is probably going to play quite a bit unless Anthony Richardson learned how to keep himself healthy in the last year. So that's just putting in perspective what it means to draft a quarterback and be successful with it, and how the end game is Super Bowl contention. When we've all watched the last 20 Super Bowls, and not a single one of them had teams, both teams, led by quarterbacks they didn't draft. The last one being Brad Johnson leading the Buccaneers over Rich Gannon leading the Oakland Raiders. We've had some, let's call it a one-off, where it's one team makes, and in some cases wins, a Super Bowl with a quarterback they didn't draft. But the likelihood, the path generally is draft your guy, and that's the guy who ultimately gets you there, since the last 20 Super Bowls have been played without both teams being led by a quarterback they didn't choose in the NFL draft. Thought you'd find it interesting. Remember also, and we did a podcast on this last year, and it actually played out again. The last starting quarterback to lose his Super Bowl debut and get back to another Super Bowl is Jim Kelly. Long time ago. Jim Kelly lost his Super Bowl debut in Super Bowl 25. He is the last quarterback to lose his Super Bowl debut and get back to the Super Bowl, which he did the next year, then the next year, then the next year. It's staggering. Brock Purdy just joined this list. Jalen Hurts joined it the year before. Joe Burrow joined it the year before that. Jimmy Garoppolo joined it 2 years before that. Jared Goff joined it the year before that. You can keep going back. Been a long time since a quarterback got a second chance after losing their first time. And I know it predated Kelly, But yeah, I mean, the Marino thing just is heightened, right? Marino got there once, never got back. Every first-time Super Bowl quarterback who lost since Jim Kelly has not gotten back. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I love when you chime in, tell me you're listening. Offer a thought, offer a potential topic. Always looking for fun talking points as football season draws closer. The Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group and Tampa Bay Downs Golf Practice Facility. We'll talk to you next time.